Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tarn. Episode 19, Don't Go In.
Food. The way we waste such of the light sea is beyond me. Hey, Damon, wake. There's no use hiding beneath the blanket. My boot can still find you. What in God's...
Oh, for God's sake.
The demon.
Oh, come on. Seriously. In the movies, you go down with one hit. Finally. God, that's some headache you'll have.
I don't believe that a thermos of Nescafe Instant constitutes a proper coffee, man. I was promised...
Oh, will you stop your mithering? This is important.
So is my sleep, yet here we are in the middle of the night.
Early morning. Stephen Hawking would have written a new theory on cosmology by now.
Stephen Hawking never had a boss...
Time.
It's coming up to 4:43.
Okay, keep your eyes and ears open. Whatever it is that Swift did for us, we might just be about to find.
Have you considered the probability that we are simply on a wild goose chase?
Of course. But once you've eliminated the thing, then what's left is... probably the answer.
I'll forgive the butchered Sherlock quote and pour myself another of this vile tasting liquid that passes...
444.
Listening.
Fuck.
What?
There.
Where?
It's gone. Here, look, on the wall, right here.
I'm not with you.
Something moved. It shimmered like, I can't describe it, but right there. By that inscription, the star formation.
Shimmered.
Yeah, like a heat haze on the road in summer.
Are you sure you didn't just...
I know what I saw, Lautner.
Well, it was you who told Barrett that you'd have to look into the eye laser ring.
Oh, never mind. Get a few hours sleep and I'll see you at the office. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Oh, my heart is filled with an overwhelming sense of gratitude, ma'am.
Jax.
Jonathan. Jonathan.
Danny. The great...
Oh, my God, what's going on?
Yeah, I escaped.
How did
Putnam,
you...
of all people, help.
Putnam?
Look, don't ask. She had the fragment.
You have it?
No, she threw it into the pond, but I'll find it. It's not going to be that deep.
The pond? Maybe that's part of the problem here. It could be affecting the water supply, causing the images people are seeing.
I'm going to get you out. Trust me.
Okay, Jonathan, you have to go and get Robert.
What?
He's about to fight a duel.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I know. He got into it with Corwin in the courthouse, ended up decking him.
Why the girl Robert? Who'd have thought?
Seriously. Yeah, he's in a lot of danger. Swords at dawn, Robert Flynn.
Okay. Where?
The meadow on the edge of town. The one we crossed to get here after the rift.
I better move.
Be safe, but please, don't let him die.
Yeah, he's your dad. I get it.
He owes me £80 in backgammon bets.
Yeah. Look, drop the front, Alexander. I'll see what I can do.
You're shaking, Captain Alexander.
Yeah, it's the cold.
It's not especially cold, sir.
It's cold.
I'm sure you would have felt more confident had your baggage arrived, and with it your own sword. Master Miller's is less balanced, I imagine?
It's totally balked. Hilt's loose.
Balked?
That's what we call it, yes.
I have never heard such a term.
Army slang.
Oh, I see.
You don't appear to be your usual self, Cotton.
In truth, Captain, my focus was on saving the life of your daughter, yet here we are in a field waiting for you to try to kill a man simply because you let his words affect you. Not what I would have anticipated from an officer, sir.
Whoa, hang on. Kill him?
Of course. And he will be doing all he can to do the same to you. Naturally, he is at a disadvantage.
He is?
Well, you are a soldier, after all.
Look, would you know if he favours any particular method of fighting?
I have no idea. I saw him earlier when I was on my way in. He appears to be carrying a cup-hilted rapier, so it may have been some time since he swung such in anger, it being an older weapon. Master Miller's is newer, shorter, double-edged. My apologies, sir. I'm likely telling you what you already know, but yes... Given his weapon of choice, it's most likely he will have been schooled in the art of fencing in his younger days.
Oh, great. Just...
And here he comes now, with Sir John as his second.
Who's the other guy? The short fellow with the bag?
Oh, that is Dr. Fletcher. Here, no doubt, to attend to any wounds.
Wonderful. Wonderful. My life is now complete.
I am still more than a tad confused. You think Swift wreaked some sort of projection?
It could be. Not sure exactly what it was, but it was there. Maybe we have to be at the right angle to view it.
There'd be a source, ma'am. We didn't see anything resembling a light emitter.
True, but that doesn't...
Gov.
Oh, what is it, Barrett?
It looks as though Fitzgerald's squeeze is...
Whoa. Did you just call Nadia his squeeze? Am I in some strange alternate 1940s detective series?
What I meant to say...
Do I have the DA on my back and the mayor up my ass?
I think that's taking it...
Do we have 24 hours to crack the case?
Oh, for fuck's sake, is she always like this?
She has her moments, I'll grant you.
All right, go ahead.
Nadia has just booked 3 new sets of tickets.
Share.
Cuba, Vietnam and Indonesia.
In the name of...
That's a new one. Gerald Harewood.
Kind of king of the ill-considered nom de plume, is he not?
Okay. And these countries have what in common? None of them have an extradition treaty with the UK.
Yeah, I knew that. I was literally just about to say that.
Right. So she's booked him 3, and we have to guess which one.
Or all 3 are a red herring.
Oh, for fuck's sake, why can't we just get a warrant and raid him?
Flights, when?
All 3 leave in 2 days' time.
Same airport.
Yeah, if only. Gatwick, Stansted and Heathrow.
Smart. He's keeping them local. We can't count any of them out. Okay, watch for check-in activations. He'll no doubt check in on all of them, but even so... And make sure Hassan has that info.
Will do, Gov.
I presume this means our early morning jaunt is off the table.
Is it fog?
What is our preference, sir?
No, I don't follow.
I shall go and speak to Sir John, his second. I am unlikely to be able to have him accept first blood, but one never knows.
Oh, Jesus.
Flynn. Oi, Flynn!
Who's there?
Over here. In the bushes.
Swift?
Don't make it obvious.
Oh, you've got some front. Let me tell you that
for fuck's sake, keep it down. Back up over here and shut it. I'm trying to save your life.
This isn't over. Believe me.
It will be if you don't listen right now. He'll kill you. Job done. All finished.
Okay, what?
Keep your back to me. Just pay attention.
You better hurry. Cotton will be back in a minute.
Right, look, I've been watching him. He's scared. Lots of thrusting his sword, swinging it like he's an expert. That's all for your benefit. Play on that. Stand, stare, tap your sword against your boot, nothing more. And when they drop the handkerchief or shout go or whatever the fucking do to start a duel, you rush him. You swing that sword like you're getting rid of a bad smell. Nothing fancy, hard, fast. And you keep him moving backwards. He's overweight, he's scared of you, so don't let him for 1 second think he shouldn't be. If you get in close, take him down. Soon as he's down, he's out of the game. His sword is useless. Hit to the face. Smash his nose in.
I don't think that's what they consider honourable.
Oh, fuck honourable. You want to live? Treat it like a street fight. Here's your buddy. If it gets out of hand, I'll step in.
You don't need to look out for me.
I'm not. Fuck you. It's for Jax.
I'm sorry, Captain. Sir John insisted is no holds barred. It continues until one calls yield. Or...
Yeah, I hear you. Let's get on with it then. I'm tired of standing around.
Silly, silly girl.
I'm going to pretend I have no idea what you're talking about.
Swift has escaped.
No, really? From a locked cell? Perhaps he is a demon after all.
Look, you're going to the gallows as soon as this mockery of a trial is concluded. Your father is... If only I had my watch, but if he isn't already dead, he will be imminently. And your boyfriend...
How many times do I have to go over this? He is not my boyfriend. No ties. I don't do them. I won't have them. Overpossessiveness is a curse, so... Even the term I find...
You know that Anne has vanished.
Putnam.
As you wish. Play Fiona Fuckwit if you must, but know this. Swift will either try to free you, bad move since this cell is protected, and...
He escaped once.
And on high alert as the result of his escape, or he will take the fragment through the rift. Also a bad move since I know exactly where he will be and at precisely what time.
He's ready for you this time, Dodd. Your wax on, wax off shit won't work.
I know. Immaterial. Not needed.
I don't understand.
Well, he can try all he likes, but I've never seen a man yet who can still stand upright after a double tap from a Glock 19.
You brought a fucking modern firearm into the 17th century.
Needs must when there's so much at stake.
Wait, are you mad?
But I'm taking the fragment one way or the other.
Gentlemen, are we both prepared?
Sir, a moment. Master Corwin, will you not reconsider? An apology from Captain Alexander will suffice, surely.
I...
No apology.
Then it appears that we
would
have...
Would you apologise, Corwin?
Well...
And lose his reputation as a man of honour? Surely not, Corwin.
No.
When I call engage, you are at liberty to strike. Are you ready, Captain Alexander?
I am.
Master Corwin.
I rather think
engage.
That...
Engage. Doctor! Doctor here, quickly! Quickly, man!
Can I trust that this time you brought proper coffee? If I'm to stand in Flynn's rather sparse garden one more time, looking for God knows what, then the least you can do
is... worse than my husband when he comes shopping with me.
I struggle to believe that, ma'am. If anything... Yeah, a moment. Hello? Yes? Right. What? When? Stay there. Preserve the scene. We're on our way.
What is it?
Barrett. He's at Fitzgerald's lockup. Had a call from Hassan. Fitzgerald and his bodyguard. Both... dead?
Hit the siren.
If this is how His Majesty's regiments conduct themselves, Captain, then we are in a sorry state indeed. You call yourself an officer, sir. Look at Corwin's face. If he recovers, he will need to wear a mask for life. For fear of frightening the children. You are despicable, sir.
I am alive, sir.
Get out of my sight. I shall see you in the courtroom.
Captain, that was...
Oh, don't you start, Cotton.
Incredible. I may be a man of peace, but perhaps before you leave this town, you might teach me your technique?
Barrett? Barrett!
Yeah, in here.
Oh my God, I do not like that. Lord, now don't go in without backup. For God's sake.
This is...
Oh, what a mess. It's like a butcher's shop in here. Barrett, what the fuck happened?
Looks like someone shot Fitzgerald and his guard.
Could they have done each other?
There's no weapons. I was careful not to contaminate while I was looking, but...
Someone who knew he had his records here? Maybe took them with them?
Yeah, I thought of that. I was going to check that next. I was trying to work out where you were.
Where we... I don't understand.
Yeah, I had a call to meet you here.
No. You called us in the car on our way to... Barrett! Lord, now what the fuck?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Look, I'll make sure your dog is looked after.
What? Why did you shoot? Is he...
Dead? Oh, he's dead all right.
I don't understand. Why do you sound...
Different. No, in actual fact, I sound as I normally do, just... not like Lorna. Why did you have to go and find the rift?
The what?
Never mind. If we'd have been in Flynn's yard this evening... Well, too many insurmountables. I had to think quickly.
It's something to do with what Swift found, isn't it?
You should be a copper, Karen.
Oh, fuck you.
Is this where you tell me I won't get away with it?
You know fucking well you won't.
Oh, I beg to differ. All of Nadia's leads dropped like little breadcrumbs.
She'll testify.
Yeah, that might be tricky.
Oh, Jesus, you didn't have to...
And Hassan, being on Fitzgerald's payroll...
He wasn't.
Actually, he was. Which was, you know, a happy accident. So, I swing down here this afternoon, I take out Fitzgerald and his guard, and then a quick call to Barrett to meet us here.
All right, and now what?
Well, Hassan has vanished. Yes, you're right in that thought. Having killed his underworld employer. And poor old Barrett just happened to arrive to catch him in the act, as did we.
Forensics. They're going to...
You know, the failsafe, remember? Place is rigged in case it all went tits up.
You can't...
I really tried. I even let Flynn escape. That almost cost me my life, but you couldn't let it go, could you?
All right. Go on, then.
Well, it's going to hurt. I'm going to have to take some of the blast, though not as much as you, obviously.
Hard to gauge that, though, isn't it?
No. You see, I just went to the car, and on my way back, Hassan, hidden somewhere nearby, activated the trigger and... boom.
You...
fuck! God, I wish you hadn't done that. I'm sorry, look, if it's any consolation, I would not have hurt you at all. I was just planted here after Hendon to watch what you and Swift got up to.
Who by?
It doesn't matter. Ma'am. You'll never know. Blame Swift. You deserve better.
If you think I'm gonna beg, you can think again. Little man syndrome, that's you. A pistol, explosives, you can't handle a fight, can you? You sad little fuck. You piece of shit. My husband, more balls than you'll ever have. Twice the man you'll ever be. I hate you. I hate you for making me feel sorry for you. I hate you for taking me away from him. I'm not scared. Is that what you want? Fuck you. Fuck you, Lord.
Goodbye, Karen.
The Rift is written and performed by James Gaddis and features Louisa Bedell, Susie Stanley, and Earl Warwick.